This is Your Care, Our Mission, hosted by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And today we're talking about how occupational therapy and speech therapy can make a big difference in the lives of children, especially those who may struggle with things like sitting still in class, wearing certain clothes, or even mealtime. Our guests today, Carla Rasmussen, an occupational therapy assistant, and Addie Weimers, a speech therapist at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. They're here to help us understand what these therapies really offer. So, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, let's start with the basics. What exactly do occupational therapy and speech therapy help with when it comes to children?
So that's a great question. So occupational therapy and speech therapy both support a child's development in really important ways. For example, OT focuses on things like fine motor skills, sensory regulation, attention, coordination, and daily routines, whether that's getting dressed, writing, or playing.
And speech therapy works on communication, including understanding and using language, and also supports speaking and oral motor skills like chewing and swallowing. Both therapies can also collaborate to help kids who struggle with mealtimes, behavior, or sensory sensitivities. Our goal is always to help kids become more confident and capable in their everyday lives.
What about kids who seem overwhelmed by loud noises or certain fabrics? What's going on there? How can OT help?
That's a great example of sensory processing challenges. Some kids' sensory systems are extremely sensitive. So normal things like the hum of fluorescent lights or the scratchiness feeling of clothing can feel really overwhelming. So in OT, we work to slowly build a child's tolerance and coping skills through play-based activities that can gently expose them to different textures, sounds, and movements, always at their pace. And then over time, this helps them feel more comfortable and less reactive in their everyday environments.
So we've all heard about picky eaters. When does picky eating become a concern? How can therapy support feeding?
You know, actually, picky eating is very common, but it becomes a concern when it affects nutrition, their growth, or the ability for a child to eat with others. So in occupational therapy, we look at the sensory factors, like the texture of the food or smell aversions, and work on helping the child become more comfortable around food through sensory-based feeding approaches.
And in speech therapy, we can also look at kind of the eating, but instead of looking more at the picky eating, we might address more of the oral motor skills, like how the tongue and jaw move during chewing or any swallowing difficulties that a child might have, or even to help them communicate what foods they prefer and don't prefer. So together, we kind of look at the full picture to support more successful and stress-free mealtimes.
Carlin, Addie, can you give us an example of how OT or ST has helped a child feel more comfortable with their environment or routine?
Most certainly. Many children benefit from therapy when it comes to daily routines and comforts in their environment. For example, children who are sensitive to noise or touch may work with OT to build tolerance and learn some calming strategies.
And kids in speech therapy might learn to develop ways to communicate their needs, manage transitions, or just be able to communicate more effectively with others. With consistent individualized support, children often become more confident and able to participate in everyday activities at home, school, and in the community.
It's a lot of information. How do we know where to start? I mean, some parents may not know what to look for. How can they get some help?
You look for the signs for like meltdowns in response to textures or sounds, difficulty with transitions, delayed speech, feeding struggles, or trouble with coordination or fine motor skills. The first step, though, is to talk to your child's primary care physician. They can send a referral to our therapy department at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and then we'll take it from there. Early support can really make a difference.
Now, you're both in this profession, occupational and speech therapy. What's one thing you wish more people understood about your positions for their kids?
Yeah, that it's not just for extreme cases on either the occupational therapy side or the speech therapy side. Therapy is for any child who's struggling in a way that's impacting daily life, whether it's focusing, eating, speaking, or just feeling comfortable in their own body. Early support helps build skills and confidence that lasts a lifetime.
If parents want to learn more, if they need to reach out, what's a phone number you can be reached at?
Parents can always reach out to their child's provider to ask about a referral first, but you can also contact our team directly at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital Therapy Department by calling 515-332-7621. So we're here to help kids thrive one step at a time.
Carla Rasmussen, Addie Weimers, speech therapist, occupational therapy assistant. Thank you both so much for being on Your Care, Our Mission. I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you.
You do the same.
Thank you.